Common Sense Saving, Episode 9. We know that common sense isn't always that common. Together, let's learn how to be frugal and save some extra cents. My name is Austin. Thank you for listening. If you like this sort of content, please subscribe. And if you're on YouTube, don't forget to click that like button. The blog post for today's episode can be found at commonsensesaving.com/9. Now, it's also been about 9 months since I made an episode of Common Sense Saving, and I've gone through a few minor emergencies since we last spoke. In this episode, I'd like to talk about what happened, what I did, and what I could have done differently. Then, we can talk about what we can do during minor financial inconveniences to avoid worrying about how we're going to then pay for them. So there was a time once when I would have thought an appliance breaking in my home would be a financial nightmare to deal with. But because of some frugal habits and planning, a couple of would-be major issues turned into minor ones. Now, as far as my issues go, I had a bathroom plumbing issue, my TV broke, and then I had a kitchen plumbing issue, all within a month. Everything, thankfully, has now been fixed, and I think I handled the different situations well, financially speaking. But let's go over everything that happened, and I'd like you to help me judge how I did. Now, I'm going to preface these stories by telling you that I am not great at being handy at home, but the internet is available to help me along the way. The first had to be the worst. A bathroom sink drain was leaking into a room on the opposite side of the wall. Now, like I mentioned, aside from the occasional, like, toilet flush valve breaking, I've never had a serious plumbing issue before. So I made a knee-jerk reaction to call a plumber to get a quote. To fix the problem, the plumber had to cut a hole in the wall on the other side from the bathroom sink. He then found out that my sewer outlet was the issue and recommended cleaning it out to allow the things to flow and not back up into that part of the house. This required him to then scale the roof and snake the main drain to clear it. $550 later, and the problem was fixed. Now, I think I made an okay decision here, but not the best. If I wasn't afraid of heights, maybe I could have rented a large drain snake and cleaned out the drain myself. That way, I could have saved myself the $550 on a plumber. I then also had to spend about $50 on the material and tools to patch the wall that the plumber left. And he did have to cut a hole in the wall to see what was going on. Now, like I mentioned before, I've never had to patch a hole in a wall before, but YouTube had me covered, thankfully, and though it's not great looking, it is behind a dresser, so it looks fine. And overall, I'd say this was more of a learning experience. If I ever need to drain, to clean the drain again from the roof, I may call around for a better quote. I'm not sure how I'll do with the heights there. Now, unfortunately, my fear of heights has me turning to my wallet to solve this kind of issue. We'll see if this happens again next time. What decision I make. The second minor emergency that I had was that my TV suddenly broke, and I was in the middle of watching my favorite show. Now, this is most definitely not the worst thing that could have happened, but it is still a first world inconvenience if I've ever had one. I was watching TV one night, and suddenly my TV shut off, and it wouldn't power back on. After scouring the internet for possible fixes and attempting all the button-pushing configurations on the remote, I learned that maybe the issue was an internal component, so like inside the actual TV itself. I learned essentially that my TV was broken, and I've never had a TV break on me before. So I don't know much about electronics and microchip boards and all that kind of stuff, so what was I supposed to do? I didn't know. Should I buy a new TV? I didn't know if TV repairmen were still a thing. And it turns out that yes, they are. It's not just something that you see in old movies. And they also cost way less than buying a new TV. The repair itself cost me about $250 to replace and what he said was reinforce a piece on the internal power board. It was an odd expense, as I've never expected to call a TV repair person in my life. Now, I won't complain, as it's better than buying an equivalent replacement TV, and to replace the TV with the exact same brand and model and everything would have cost me well over $1,000. Now, I bought the TV way before my frugal habit days and would have dreaded to have to actually replace the same exact TV. Now, I think I made the right decision here by calling a TV repair person and only spending the $250 versus purchasing a brand new TV. Now, my final issue that I faced was another plumbing issue, and this time it was in the kitchen. And I will admit, this one was entirely my fault, and I fully accept the blame on this one. I was installing a water filter under the sink, and I broke the faucet's cold water line when trying to tighten things up. Now, that meant I needed to replace the entire faucet just because of the way things were connected. The water line was actually like really in that faucet, so I couldn't like replace anything without replacing the full faucet. So I needed to go out and buy a new faucet, and thankfully that wasn't too expensive from Home Depot. That cost me just under $100. And again, like I mentioned earlier, not knowing how to replace a faucet, thankfully YouTube was there to help me. Now I have a cool touchless kitchen faucet. Now I'm comfortable saying that I made the right decision here by doing the repair on my own and not having to call a handyman or a plumber. Overall, I think these were best taken as learning experiences. I got to learn how to do a few things, as well as learning how to go ahead and save my money in a more efficient way. Now, I'm fully aware that most people are not able to handle a $400 emergency and may likely go into debt to perform any of these repairs that I recently experienced. Now, I used to be in a similar position, and it's not fun to suddenly find ourselves staring down a home repair with no way to financially handle it. Now, the answer to this is to build an emergency fund. Because of my emergency fund, I had some money set aside to weather this storm and call it a minor inconvenience. Rounding up, I spent about $1,000 on these repairs, with the money that I put aside just for this occasion. Now, of course, I'll need to now then add money back into my emergency fund over the next few months, but the plus side is I didn't have to go into debt to take care of any of this. There are a couple of ways to go about paying for emergencies and turning major inconveniences into minor ones. In episode 4, we discussed emergency savings, about putting money aside for literally what it sounds like, emergency situations. This way, you build up a stash of money to pull from whenever a large issue arises. Your emergency savings then gets replenished when used and is only ever used for that. Emergencies. In episode 6, I talked about sinking funds, or at least what I call sinking funds. If you're aware that you may have to perform a future home repair or replace something, you may want to plan accordingly and budget out a small portion each month towards its cost. For example, if you know that in 1 year, you'll have to replace an old stove, and it's going to cost you $600 for a new one. Using that sinking fund budget, set aside $50 each month for 12 months to build up the $600 needed. Planning and budgeting is crucial to avoiding debt. Now, whichever method you use, you will then be prepared for whatever financial emergency may come your way. Now, before we go, I have a question of the episode. Have you had any recent emergencies that you took care of with your emergency fund? Also, what would you have done in any of my situations? I want your opinions, and I'd love to hear them from you. Leave your answer in the comment section below. The notes for today's show can be found at commonsensesaving.com. If you like the sort of content, please subscribe and think about sharing this podcast with anyone you think it could help. Thank you for listening to Common Sense Saving, making saving as easy as having common sense.